A favorable mix of weather will occur across the Midwest as we move through the next 5 to 7 days, and the majority of the region will not likely have many problems with excessive moisture. The exception to that may be in a small region from Kansas to Michigan and southern Wisconsin, where thunderstorms are likely to occur with a little vigor as we go from Thursday into Friday. The precipitation at that time could run anywhere from 0.3 of an inch to 1 inch, with some localized 1 to 2 inch amounts. The precipitation will be concentrated on that corridor, though. Areas to the north will see a little bit of rain tomorrow into Thursday, and the precipitation will be fairly light tomorrow, with not many areas getting more than 0.5 inch of moisture. The Ohio River Valley, in contrast, will likely stay basically dry, with little to no precipitation occurring in that region, and for that matter, the lower Mississippi River Basin area and most of the southeastern states all will experience net drying biased conditions, along with parts of the southern plains. Hard red winter wheat country will pick up on some needed moisture as we move from Thursday into Saturday. There may be some follow-up and precipitation occurs next week as well. The precipitation is not expected to be well distributed, but that region is extremely dry, and there has been some concern about field progress, even though the planting pace seems to be fairly close to normal for this time of the year. We will look for the Midwest to experience warm temperatures for a while. It looks as though the region will be under the influence of some ridge building for a short period of time. The afternoon highs today will be mostly confined to the 80s, with a few 70s in the easternmost parts of the region. There will be some temperatures over 90 out in the plains, but mostly outside of the Corn Belt. As we move into the day on Wednesday, highs will be mostly in the 80s across the majority of crop country. We'll expect those 90-degree temperatures to still occur to the west of the Missouri River, and we'll look for that to be repeated again as we get into Thursday afternoon, with the majority of the Midwest still seeing highs in the 80s. The cooler air that will be pushing down across the northern U.S. plains over the next few days will eventually spread across parts of the Midwest. The cool-off will likely be most significant as we move from Friday into Saturday, when highs may return to the 60s and 70s across the northern parts of the region, while we'll still have some 80-degree temperatures lingering in the Ohio River Valley on Saturday. The cool-off will be temporary. We'll turn right around and start warming things back up again as we move out into the early part of next week, with highs already back into the 70s in a big part of the Midwest on Monday and Tuesday. The low temperatures at night over these next several nights will be a little bit warmer biased, with readings mostly 50s and 60s, with a few lower 70s occurring in the southwestern part of the Corn Belt. There will be some cooling that takes place in the northwestern U.S. plains, where we'll see low temperatures slipping back into the 30s, middle and upper 30s to lower 40s across Montana, North Dakota, but that cold air will moderate before it reaches into the Midwest. We'll look for some low temperatures in the upper 30s and 40s as we move into the weekend across Minnesota and some immediate neighboring areas, but no serious frost or freeze event is currently advertised for any part of the Midwest proper. The lower portions of the Midwest will see those low temperatures cool off into the 40s and 50s during the cooler days, which will likely occur late in the weekend and early next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.